While Zavala contacted the Throckmorton on a hand radio and asked the ship to stand by in case of an emergency, Austin brought the boat around to the lower side of the ship. He waited for a wave to roll in, then gunned the motor. The boat rode up on the crest, and the power of the sea carried the Zodiac onto the deck. Zavala quickly tied the boat to a metal stub projecting from the deck. Leaning forward like roofers to compensate for the ship's list, they half-walked, half-crawled up the slanting deck. The broad expanse was clear except for a twisted tangle of metal that protruded from the deck at the ship's midpoint. They made their way across the deck using their loping, bent-over walk. Four girders had been bolted to the deck to form a rectangle of steel. The framework surrounded a rectangular opening in the deck about 20 feet square. They leaned over and peered into the dark shaft. They could hear the hollow swish of waves against metal. "The shaft goes all the way to the bottom," Zavala observed. "Wonder what it was for." "My guess is that they used it to put something in and take it out. This framework might have supported a crane of some sort." The fallen framework was partially obscured by a tangle of thick electrical cable that looked like a pile of black spaghetti. Austin scanned the tumble of steel and cable, looking for some semblance of order. His gaze came to a stop at a metal mesh cone about 25 feet long. It lay on its side, tangled in supporting cable and electrical conduits that snaked down through openings in the deck. The sight of the cone stirred up images in his mind. Tall fins cutting through the water, the bald man with the strange tattoo on his head fiddling with a black box, assuring him everything was going to be okay. The orcas breaking off their attack as suddenly as it had started. Without thinking, Austin said, "Spider Barrett." Zavala looked.
"Spider who?"
"Spider Barrett was the guy who pulled me onto his boat when the orcas went crazy in Puget Sound. He had a miniaturized version of that metal cone on his boat."
"What's it for?"
"You're the team's mechanical expert. Hazard a guess." Zavala scratched his head. "All the cables lead to that big cone. My guess is that it sat over the hole on some sort of framework. It may have been lowered through the hole into the water. I can't figure out any practical shipboard use for a setup like that. If you gave it some juice, you might get an effect like a big spark plug." Austin pondered Zavala's assessment for a few seconds, then said, "Let's pop the hood and see what's down below." Austin made his way to a deck hatch, about 3 feet square, that his sharp eyes had picked out. He unlatched the cover, braced his feet, and pulled back. The cover banged against its hinges, and a foul exhalation flowed from the opening and rocked them back on their heels. Austin undid the halogen flashlight clipped to his belt and pointed it into the opening. The intense beam reflected off the rungs of a metal ladder. They slipped off their flotation vests. The vests would only get in the way and would be useless if the ship rolled over while they were below decks. Austin was the first down the ladder, which was sharply angled because of the ship's list. He descended 20 feet and felt a solid surface under his feet. The deck slanted sharply, and he held on to the ladder to steady himself. Zavala was right behind him, bracing himself against the lower wall. Austin made his way along a narrow passageway. After walking for about 50 feet, they came to a stairwell leading below.